We're up to the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Chof Hei Omer Aleph, the bottom. Zog the Mishnah, Ho Even Shebekiruyo. An Even, a rock that you place in a bucket, in a pail. You take a pail in a bucket, you want to draw water from a well. So you want to make sure that the bucket stays, goes down well below into the water and doesn't float. So you put a stone in there. So now that stone becomes part and parcel of the bucket. So now you lower the bucket and you can pick up and you can lift the pail, bring it up, and it's heavy because of the stone, so it goes deep into the water. So when you have this stone in there now, so im malim bo ve'en in efelis, if you can fill up water and the stone doesn't fall out, so then malim bo, so then it's not muktzah, because it becomes part of the kli. But if let's say v'im lav, then aim a malimbo. So then it's muktzah, because then the bucket is bosses to the oven. Oven is muktzah. The only reason why the oven is not muktzah because the oven becomes part of the bucket in order to be able to lower it and to hoist it out and bring it up. That's only if it's functional. But if it's not functional, then it's not part of the kli, then it's bosses. Zog Rashi, ho'evin shebekiruyo. The last Yavesha, Rashi says, we're not talking about a regular bucket. We're talking about a gourd or a pumpkin that's dried out. Chalula, you empty it out. You take out the inside. You're left with a shell, so it's flimsy. It's not heavy. So memalim b'mayim, you want to fill it up with water. Umitachshi kala enashi eves. You're not be able to draw water. Elatzofa, it floats. You put a stone in there to make it heavier. So it stays well in there, it's tight. So then it makes it into a kli, the even. It's like a regular rack. The shavya bosses le even shenisato. It makes now the whole kiruya. The whole kiruya becomes a boss to an oven. The whole gourd, the whole pumpkin, which is the bucket, the pail, becomes a boss to the oven. Now, usually, the boss means that it's holding up the stone. Here, it's not really meant to hold up the stone. The stone is meant to hold it down. So that's why it's a mechurish dik boss. Usually, boss means I'm placing something on here, and this is being held up at what's below it. But if, let's say, the thing you're placing is a cover, it's not meant to hold it up. It's covering it. Over here also, it's meant to make the bucket heavier, to hold it down, not to hold it up. But that's going to be the chiddush and bosses. We'll see soon in the Achrenim how to discuss it. So the Mishnah says again, ho'evin shebekiruyov, the stone inside this pumpkin, im malimbo, if you're able to fill up water, ve'en in afeles, malimbo, then the stone is not bosses. Vim lav, but if it doesn't, it's not functional, so then im malimbo, then the whole kiruyah, the whole pumpkin becomes bosses ladova osa. Zok the Mishnah vayit kuf chof heim with beis. Likewise, zmoiro is a geffen, a vine. So you have that string of the vine, shikshura betafiach, which is tied to a pach, zok drashi, meaning a pitcher. You want to take a pitcher, you want to fill it up in a bar. How do you want to hoist it out? You hoist it out, instead of using a rope, you're using a vine as a rope. So, memalimbo b'shabbos, because usually it's muktzah. Usually this mirror is muktzah. But since you're making this mirror into a kli, why making it into kli? Because now it became a rope, you're hoisting and you're pulling up the pach with it. So mele, memalim b'shabbos. The third din in Mishnah, p'kaka chaloin, this is a new din. P'kaka chaloin is if you have a window cover. You have like a window shade, but the shade is a piece of wood, let's say, that you cover the window with. So it's tied to the window. So p'kaka chaloin, so the question is, are you making an oil or not? So the question is as follows. Rabbi Lezer oimer bizmanchi koshu v'tolui, if it's tied to the window, and it's hanging, it's not sitting on the floor, meaning it's hanging in midair. So then poikimbo, then you're allowed to fill up the window because it's attached. And then it doesn't look like you're building, you're making, you're creating this covering. Because it's hanging, so it's connected to the binyan. Vimlav, but if it's not hanging, or it's kosher and it's not hanging, or it's not kosher at all, then ain't poikimbo. Because then Zok Rashi, the michsi kemoisev ala binyan, it looks like you're building. It's a separate entity that he decided to build.
So Rashi, before it says v'tolui, she'en a nigar bar, it's not on the ground. Shachevel k'shu koshaboy, shachevel k'shu koshaboy, en a magil oretz.
The rope is not long enough that it reaches the ground. It's standing in midair. So then it doesn't look like a binyan.
But if it's not hanging, so then it looks like moisif ala binyan.
He's arguing. I thought I was seeing
Gemara.
Was it the argument?
Oh, Zok Chomim, one second. Yep. So again, if it's not hanging, so then it's not a chelik of the binyan. So then it mixes the kamois for the binyan. Meaning, if it's not hanging, we don't look at it as a chelik of the binyan. So then you're building. It looks like building at least. V'chachomim argue and they say bein kach uvein kach poikin boy. It's irrelevant, even if it is. Not hanging, not even if it's not even attached. You take this piece and you put it into the window. Doesn't make a difference.
There's something similar about the barrel with the cover of the barrel. No, do we have something similar with that?
Making oil.
With the cover of the barrel.
Or
the
Here's a question of oil, or it's mixing mice of alabinian. Oh, we'll see the Gemara. Dr. Gemara, Tanan Hosom, Evan Shalpiachovis. If you have a stone that's on top of a barrel, the stone was placed on top of the barrel. So now,
Rashi explains. That the sugi later on, the Mishnah later on the Kufman Bay says that you have a chavis between other chavios. If you're going to take this barrel and just tilt it, and the stone is going to drop, fall off, even though you didn't take it directly off, but indirectly it fell off, it's going to cause it to fall on other barrels. It's going to crack. So you don't want to just tilt it amongst other barrels. So rather you lift it, and then you tilt it when it's removed away from the other barrels. If it's not amongst other barrels, then you just tilt it and the stone falls off. So either way, you don't take the stone off directly, you just kalach ayad, you tilt it off, you let it drop. But if it's amongst other barrels, then you can lift the chavis with the stone on it and then tilt it when you removed yourself away from the other barrels. So it said over there, Tanan Hosom, Evan Shalpia Chavis Matal Tzido, Vinoy Feles, you tilt it and the stone falls off. And on that, the Gemara says, Omagaba, Ami, Omagab Yechanan. Rabbi said in the name of Ami and the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Loi shonu this din that you're allowed to tilt the stone off the barrel is loi shonu l'b'sheicheach when you forgot the stone on top of the b'chovis. Avol b'meniach when you placed it there intentionally, then nase bosis l'dover osur. Then the barrel becomes a base, it becomes a bosis to the oven, which is a dover osur. And then you would not be able to tilt it by meniach. That's Rabbi Shita, b'shem of Ami. Comes along Rav Yosef, Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanon. Rav Yosef said the name of Rav Asi, not Rav Ami, but Rav Asi, Om Rav Yechanon. Loi shonel b'shechech. The whole din that you're allowed to tilt it is by shechech. Avu b'meniach, he says, punkt vaked. B'meniach, it's a kula. V'avu b'meniach, nase kisu la'chovis. When you place the stone in intentionally, then you made it into a covering. You made it into a kisu for the chovis. So if you made it into a kisui, then it's a kli. If it's a kli, so then you're allowed to just take it directly. You don't have to tilt it. They're allowed to take the rack off the barrel directly.
So Rashi learns the sugya that Rabbi is saying the chumid kedin that l'shonu l'b'shecheach, this whole din of matal tzidis by shecheach, but by meniach it's nase bosa l'dova osur, and you can't tilt it because it's bosses. So he says that this din is referring to when it's a chavis bein a chavis and you have to lift the barrel. So you have to lift the bosses, that's also. Mashenga, when it's not amongst the chavis, then it's mutter even by meniach to be mata. That's what Rashi learns, that the whole sugi is only, the loishonu is only by shecheach, where it's not bosses. And then you can be metal to the chavis and the even shalel. Mashenga, when that's by bein a chavis. Mashenga, when it's not bein a chavis. So then, you can just tilt it without lifting it. Then you just tilt it. You don't have to lift it. Then you can just tilt it letzido. So, Fregan, the Achreinim, the Kivega discussed this, that L'chaira, what's the heter to be mat al tzido? At the end of the day, even if it's not amongst chavis, you don't have to lift it, but L'maitzi, you're tilting it. You're being mat al tzido. So this tilting itself, even without lifting, L'chaira, you're touching the bosses. So why would that suddenly be mutter by meniach if it's not amongst the chavis? Because actually, the whole sugi is only amongst the chavis. That's where the sugi starts. Mashenkin, when you're lifting it. But if you're not lifting it, there's no problem of bosses. Why not? L'chaira, you're being metal al tzido, even without lifting it. Zokti b'kvega, big aside. Like we said, that be'etzim over here, it's not a regular din bosses. It's not the pshat that this is a bosses. The chavis is a bosses, a base for the stone. It's holding up the stone. No. The stone is not holding up the barrel is not holding up the stone. The stone is placed on top of it. as a covering or whatever it's placed for, but it's not pshat, it's really a regular din bosses. So because it's a mechudesh dikah din bosses, it's not a regular bosses where it's really a base where it's holding up the stone. It's not meant to be a base for the stone. The stone faker is covering it. So because this type of bosses, Dr. Balamar, there's not really bosses. So Emela, you're allowed to be meshamish and be menared off as long as it's not metaltal. Zok the Balamar, this type of bosses, where it's not really a base for the Evan, but the Evan is placed on top of it as a covering, so then you're allowed to be mishamish with the Issa, as long as, that means menaret, as long as it's not metaltal directly. So that's why, when there's no problem, that you don't have to lift it, because it's not amongst the other barrels, then you can just matal tzida, even by meniach. But by meniach, so then there's a problem of bosses. So lifting it, if it's amongst barrels, would only be mutter by shecheach. You would not be able to lift it, actually pick it up, if it's bosses of davos. Even this type of bosses. But if it's lifting it, so that's more than just being mishamish and menara, but that's being metaltal, so then even this type of bosses, which is not really a base for the heaven, that would be osir, and that's where the sugi is only by shecheach and not by meniach. And Rav Yosef Omer Rav Asi says lekulo. He says the whole sugi b'shecheach, but by meniach faker it's mutter in ganzen. It becomes a kisui to the chovis. Zok di gemara Omer Rabba Moisvin on Ashmeitzin. We asked the following question on the sugi. Ha'even shebe kiruya. We had the mission by us that if you have the stone that you place inside the pail, inside the gourd, inside the pumpkin that you placed in order to make it weighted down, in order to be able to lift it, in order to be able to pick it up and raise it, and that should be heavy and it shouldn't be flimsy. So this Evan should be Kiruyov, becomes a chelik of the pail, it becomes a chelik of the pumpkin. So im emalimbo, if you can fill up, if you can hoist it up and it doesn't fall out, then in a fellas, then emalimbo, then you can use it. Now, even though you place the stone there, it's clearly meniach, we don't say it's a problem of bosses. So we see clearly, that's the kasha, we see clearly by meniach, it's not a bosses. It becomes a chelik of the kli. Now, Rabbi said, lo yishonu ela b'shecheach b'meniach, it's clearly bosses. So why is it not a problem of bosses by the Evan Shebi Kiruya in the Mishnah? On that we answer, Zog Dugmo v'loihi, Hosom came in the Hatka Shav Yedoyfin. The Mishnah, when you place the Evan Shebi Kiruya, it's tight in there. It doesn't fall out. So when Mele it's Hatka, it's Shav Yedoyfin. Min lo'oylo meniach, does not become a kli. Stamba meniach does not become a kisui to the chavis automatically. It doesn't become a kli. The reason why over there in the Mishnah it's mutter is because it's hatko, it's tight, it's secure. So it becomes a chelik of the kli for that specific reason only. So only because of hatka shav yedoyfen. Zog di gemara, Omer Rav Yosef. So now Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef that said before, Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Asi Omer Rav Yochanan, that meniach is lekula, becomes a kisul lechavis. So Zog Demor, Omer Rav Yosef, umosvinu nashmaitzen. I'm going to ask now, on the way I learned the sugya. Im lav, it says, by the Mishnah, it says, if it's the kiruya is not tight. If the stone is not tight in the pumpkin, and it falls out, then ein memalimbo, you cannot hoist it up. Then it's mukta, then it's bosses. So we see clearly that it's meniach, and it's bosses. Why is it bosses? We just said that according to Rav Yosef, by meniach, it's not bosses at all. By meniach, it's what's it called? It's not a kisul lachovis. You're allowed to take it directly off the chovis. So over here, what's the problem is hoisting it. As long as you placed it, you're meniach. It's not bosses. Zog di gemara v'loihi, you can differentiate. Hosom came in the lehatka by the case of the kiruyov. If it falls out, then ein memalimbo. The reason is because lehatka, it's not securely in there. So betule batle. So you be mevatel it. That means you behead you being mevatel it. You behead you saying that it's not a kli. Because if it's a kli, then you would make sure it's securely fit and tight in there, and it would remain in there. But the fact that it falls out, so you being mevatel it, that it should not be a kli. So memele it's taka also. Then it's taka also to be moved, even according to Rav Yosef. If it was choshev for you to make it into a kli, then you'd make sure that it remains in there. The fact that it falls out, so you mevatle that it should not be a kli. Mashenka by the chovis, by merely placing it on top as a kisui, as a kli, that would be enough to make it into a kli. The hanoch is being mevar that I want it to be, that I want it to be a kli. Mashenka, when it falls off by the case of the kiruyov, then I'm head you mevatle from a teres kli, and that's why it's eimem alimbo. Zok d'gmo b'mayi k'mifligi. What's the yisayin machlekes of Rav Ami and Rav Asi? We had two shitas. Rabbi said in the name of Ami that Meniach makes it a bosses of Dover also, but in Evan al Piachovis makes it a bosses by Meniach, and Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Asi said that Meniach makes it into a cleave, fakert. They allowed to take it off directly off the Chovis. So what's the Yisrael Machlekes? Is Meniach a Chumra or Kula? Does it make it bosses, or does it make it that it's behead your cleave? But my Kumiflegi, Zokma Masova Abina Maisa, that one man Dama holds that in order to make it into a kli, you need a maisa. Merely placing it is not a maisa. And that's why it's bosses. Umasovar, Mashinger of Asi that says, Lakula, Rav Yosef of Asi says that it becomes a kli. He says, Loi bin a maisa. You don't need a maisa, a choshev maisa to shafik, to create a kli. And even though it was mukta, I can be miyachad without a choshev maisa and make it into a kli by merely placing it. This Rav Amin Rav Asi, we find in a different place, Lishitosom, if you need a choshev maisa, or you suffice with a lesser maisa, and that would already make it into a kli without a choshev maisa. Why? When Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omer Reb Chanina, so he said, Rebbe came to a place in Erev Shabbos. Umotza nidbach, and he found a pile, a whole bunch of stones that were piled up together of avonim. Umotza nidbach shel avonim. He found a whole pile of stones. But Omer Tamidim, he told us Tamidim, now these are building blocks, so they're mukta. So he told us Tamidim before Shabbos, tzu'u, go out today before the onset of Shabbos, v'chishvu, and be mechashev, and think about it without a maisa. Just merely think about it that you want to utilize it for yeshiva. Kedesh neshev alein lemachar. So like this, tomorrow we can move it and we can be mesader it and sit on it tomorrow. V'lo yitzichin Rebbe maisa, and Rebbe did not require them to do a maisa before Shabbos with these stones. Rebbe said all you have to do is think about it and you want to utilize it for a stool. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, he tzrichen Rabbi Lamaisa. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Rabbi required they should actually do a Maisa. Zokti Gemoga, my Omaluhu. What's the Shita that if they needed a Maisa or not? My Omalu. What was the discussion that Rabbi told us Tamidim? So Zokti Gemoga, Reb Ami Omar, Reb Ami says, Tzu Velimdum Omaluhu. Reb Ami says that Rabbi Yochanan said that they needed a Maisa. What was the Maisa that's required? So there's a Machalik, Reb Ami and Reb Asi, what the Maisa was. A Choshev a Maisa or a lesser a Maisa was enough. Reb Ami Omar, Tzuva Limdu Mamaluhu, he told them before Shabbos to be Mesadet Avonim, to set them up, to move them around, to make them clearly into a clear area that you can use as a stool and a place to sit on. So it's Tzuva Limdu, be Mesadet them today ready before Shabbos. So be Mesadet them today, Zag Rashi. Tzeva limdum sidroisom voishivum. Why be meshiv today? Kadesh alon itzarech liga behem lamochar. So tomorrow you won't have to move them and be mesada them. So state on this Rashi that moving the muktzah, that would be the problem to do tomorrow. So do that today. Masha enkein. If let's say you would not have to move it tomorrow, let's say you just want to sit on it tomorrow without moving it, then it would be mutter even if you did not do anything today. But the whole problem is moving the muktzah. It can be medayik in this Rashi. Because Rashi says, move it today so you won't have to do this tomorrow. The problem is the moving of the muktzah. It's mashma, if let's say tomorrow you can sit on it without moving, there's no problem to be mishtamish without moving the muktzah. You're allowed to sit on the muktzah. You just can't move the muktzah. That's Shitas Rashi. Others argue, but upon him, from its mashma in this Rashi, that the problem is the moving of the muktzah, but not the merely being mishtamish or merely sitting on it. But upon him, Rav Ami's Shita was that you have to do a maisa today, tzeva limdum omaluhu. Rav Asi Omar, he said, no. Rav Yechanan didn't say that you need a real proper maisa, choshva maisa. No. All he said was, Rav Asi Omar, tzu v'shifshifum omaluhu. All he said is wipe it, the dust off those bricks. Just clean those bricks so you can be usable tomorrow and be mesadet them tomorrow. That means you don't have to do the maisa sidur today. That means in order to create a kli, you don't need a choshev maisa. So we see clearly, Rav Asi l'shitosoi, that we said, Rav Yosef and Rav Asi, that says that merely placing the even on the kisui of the chavis makes it into a kisui. Merely placing it, b'meniach, it becomes a kisui. It becomes a kli by merely, without a maisa, merely by placing it. Masha'enken, Rabbi Om Rav Ami said, no, Meniach, it becomes a boss of Dov Osir. Merely placing the stone on the Chavis doesn't make it into a Kli. You need a proper Meiser. Just like over here he says, you need to be Mesader, the bricks, in order to make it into a Mokim Yeshiva for tomorrow. So the Shitosom, do you need a proper Meiser to make something into a Kli, or it's sufficient even if you don't do a Choshev Meiser by merely being dusting it today. That's all you need to do. And that would be sufficient. Zok the Gemara, there were other shittas in this etzem maisa that took place. Itbar Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul Omar, that it wasn't a pile of stones, but rather savar shel koyresavar. It was a bunch of beams. It was the beams that were also meant for building, but they were sitting on the ground. So they were mesuda in a way lined up. The question was, could you use this now tzeva chashvum that it should become now a stool to sit on? It was a pole, a long pole that they use at the front of the ship to poke into the water to see how deep it is before the ship moves ahead. So that is a pole that you have to be makpid on, that it remains and not doesn't bend, because you want to see the depth of the ocean, of the waters that you're in. So it was a geshoish. So the question is, did he use the geshoish, which is usually muktzah? Did he say use it as a stool, tseve chashvam, or tseve v'chishav alein, or do more than that? That was the question, exactly what took place. But the point is, tseve limdom, tseve shivshifam, but it wasn't stones, it was either kairos, or the Rabbi Yochanan Shaul says, it was a geshoish, it was his pole. Zok the Gemara, there's a yisodis like a machlokes over here. Meaning, lemando am a geshoish, lemando, but it says that it was a geshoish. So even though a geshoish is very delicate and it can bend if you sit on it, still Rebbe says that it becomes ois mukta if you do a hachana muetes, small hachana that he told them to do, that already would make it into a kli. So kolchik and something that is not, you're not so makbid on, like a savar, which are beams. So over there, you're less makbid than a geshoish, than the beam that goes in front of the ocean, in front of the ship. So for there for sure, you can make it into a kli by a minimal maisa. Adi achon muetes. Mashenkein, umanda omar savor. The man it says that it was beams. So maybe by savor, Rebbe was matir to make a achona, to make it into a kli. Aval gosh geshoish. Kopid Allah. By a geshoish, the Bailam is makbid because of chisar and kiss. He's makbid that you can't touch it, you can't move it. Because after all, it's like Rashi says, it's muksamach chisar and kiss, even if Shimon is moida. By geshoish, you can never make it so quickly into a kli just by doing this machonim uetis. Because the Bailam is makbid, you can't bend it. So Mela, it's only by savor and not by geshoish. Zogt Gemara weiter, Zmoira shik shura. We had this grapevine, the Zmoira of the grapevine. It's the vine that you want to utilize as a rope that you tie onto the tafiach, which is the pitcher, and you're shoyev, you draw water from the well with this rope that you created with the zmeira. So zmeira shikshura. So the Mishnah said when it's tied with tafiach, so then you're mamalin, because if it's tied, so then it becomes a chelik of the kli. Then it's mutter, then it becomes part of the pach, or the pitcher. Otherwise, you can't be memala on Shabbos, it's mukta. Zok the Gemara kshura in, dafka when it's kshura, when it's tied, then you can draw the water. Then you can be memala. But loy kshura, if it's not tied, then loy, then you can't be memala. Zok the Gemara, lay memas nisin. You can assume from here, the loy ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that the mission that says that you need kosher for it not to be mukta is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shita. What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel shita? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does not require tying by a different sugya. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, chori shel dekel, if you have palms, branches of palm trees, these are chori shel dekel, shegodon le'etzim, they were gathered for firewood, so it's mukta. V'nimach alein yishim, and then you change your mind, you want to use it as a stool, you want to sit on it as a mat. So you can't just decide to sit on it. Zok de Gemara, tzoich lekash likshar. You have to bundle them up and tie them. You have to be tie them, and then you can make it into a stool, into a mat. Comes along with Shimon Gamliel Loimer. No, ain't tzoich likshar. You don't need a ma'isek shira. So the Mishnah that says Moira is only when it's kshura, it's considered a chelik of the tafiach, of the pitcher, of the pach. You need kshura. It's not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says that ain't tzoich likshar, that the chorish shall dekel, even though it's God only aids him, if you nimach leshiv, it's enough even without being kosher. So the mission is not like a b'shem gamliel, because a b'shem gamliel oimer ain't zoch likshar. Omer Rav Sheish says, no, I feel a tame b'shem gamliel, the mission can coincide even with a b'shem gamliel shita. Zog the Gemara, Hochamayis Kinon, we're talking about b'mechuberes b'avir. We're talking about this mayor that's mechubit to the eights of the geffen itself, to the grapevine itself. So over here, even if Shimon Galil agrees that you have to do a maisa to be matted a tiltel, it's connected to the geffen. So over here, it's not mutter betiltel unless you actually tie it, unless you make an actual kshira. Even if Shimon Galil that says that bechayis shadaka, you don't have to bundle up. But over here, since it's mechuberes bavia, even he agrees you have to tie it to the pitcher, to the pach. So the Ritva explains, because over here, something that's mechub lekarka is be'etzem not roi for tashmish. So you have to make a yichud, you have to miyachad into a kli, meaning keneged the teva of the thing. The thing right now is mechub lekarka. The teva is not to be metaltel. So you have to do a maisa, so you have to do a kshira. Masha'enke, when it comes to choyshel dekel, so then it could be a stool, it could be a mat, even without bundling it together. And that would be the difference. Frektig omar av dem, if you tell him it's mechub lebaviyo, I hochi, ko mishtamish be mechub lekarka. Chachom regoizi, he can't be mishtamish So how could you be mishtamish with this zmeira and use it as a rope for a pitcher to draw water from the well? Look, Dr. Gemara, we're talking about lamata mishloisha, meaning that since it's betoch gimel of the karka, chachomim never asked a gzera of ishtamshes be'ilon only by lamala mishloisha. Pochas mishloisha, you're allowed to be mishtamish b'mechuber. You're allowed to be mishtamish in a tree, pochas migimel, if it's theoretically it's less than three, a bush, something that's less than gimel, so you're allowed to be mishtamish. There's no gzera of shemayachtach smayra. So merely it's not considered mishtamish b'mechuber because it's pochas migimel. Now, obviously, the well can't be too deep, because if it's pachas migimel, so it's not too long, the rope can be hoisted too deep below, because it's pachas migimel, the whole thing. So, mamela, that would be the case. That's what Rashi says. Look, Rashi, lamata migimel, somuch lekaka, kugoyin lisha min amayin, she'eino amuk. Even if you're going to say betlusha, even if you're going to say that this mayor, we're not talking about that it's mechubelo via, it's disconnected from the grapevine. Still, you can zetz ein the mishnah like Reb Shimon Gamliel. I Reb Shimon Gamliel by Choyishal Dekel says that the palm trees you don't have to bundle together and it can be used as a mat without being kosher. And the mishnah by us says you have to be kosher. Why? How does this coincide with Reb Shimon Gamliel? L'choy you have to be kosher by us. We're talking about lusha. So why do you have to be kosher? Bishleim by it's connected. We said why you have to be kosher, because it's betiva, it's a chelik of the karka, so you have to do a maisa. But if it's tolish, why do you have to be kosher? How does that stem with Mishim Gamliel? And for the Gemara, gzeira shema yiktoim. Meaning, the reason over here you have to be kosher is because when you're going to use this as a rope, you'll suddenly realize that it's too long, it's too short, it's too long, I need to cut it. So and since it's something that's very easy to cut, it's soft, so it's easy to cut, so we said you have to tie it so you won't come to cut it. If you don't tie it, you might come to adjust the size and actually cut it and sever it, and that's an issa of minchaytach. Or Rashi says, the issa is that you're being makabe patish. So Rashi, I'm creating it into a kli when I cut it. That are meant for yeshiva, there's no gzera. So mele machshava will be sufficient, and you don't have to worry that you have to tie it. Here there's a chshash you might come to do makabe patish, be choytach, or create it into a kli. So mele you have to tie it before. Gzera shem yiktoim. Zog the last gemara, pkaka chaloin. We had a machloikas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says when you have this window covering, the pekaka chaloin, Rabbi Eliezer says when it has two conditions, it's kosher, it's tied, and it's tully and it's hanging midway, so it's a chelik of the binyan, so it's not considered ma'isav al binyan, it's not michsik ma'isav al binyan. Mechom say no, beinkach uveinkach poikin boy, which means Basha says, sigh if it's hanging, if it's not hanging, even if it's on the floor and tied, and say if it's not even tied, it doesn't even have to be tied, it could be a separate entity, it's not called binyan, as long as the Gemara is going to say, as long as you prepped it from the day before, you cut it out, you have the right size, so that makes it that it's not considered muktzah. It's not considered that it's mucham from yesterday already. That would be the reason why it's mutter. So zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Bachanum Rabbi Yechanan, hakol moedim. Rabbi Lezer and Chachomim both agree, she'ein oisin oil ara bitchil biyontev. You now make an oil, a binyan oil, even an aray on yontev. The ain't zach loyim b'shabbes, and for sure on Shabbos it's also Shabbos mochomer. V'loy nechleku, what's the mechalik of Lezer and Chachomim? Elo lehoisif. To be moisev et tesefes
on a existing oil. You have a pesach tefach, and now you want to be moisiv on the oil. Shebeliyazu oime ein moisifin biyomtev. You can't be moisiv on yomtev on the tesefes on the oil. Vein tzach loime b'shabbos, and for sure Shabbos it's also. And that's what Shebeliyazu says, it's also to have a pekak achaloin that's not hanging. It has to be tied and hanging, because otherwise you don't look at it as a chelik of the binyan. Otherwise considered you being moisiv on an oil aga, which is also. It's a sefes aga, is also. Chachomim amino, moisif in, even on Shabbos, it'll be moisif. Ve'en tzachloin b'yontav, and for sure on yontav it's mutter. And that's why pekak achaloin is mutter, because you're allowed to be poking the chaloin. And I'm not interested in leaving it there forever. So mele, it's not called a binyan. And mele, it's mutter according to chachomim. But upon him, it's not considered making the oil according to chachomim. Now Rashi over here says the biggest side. Dr. Rashi, Shein oisin oil aray, lifres machzelas al dalt mechitzes al dalt kundesin, li yotzeh lo oil min hachamo. V'davka legag. We're talking about davka when the oil is a roof. You're creating a mechitza going horizontal. Meaning, it's as a roof, so that's considered an oil. V'davka gag. Av a mechitza, but if it's a regular mechitza going vertical, standing up, lav oil hu. That's not called an oil, zok Rashi. V'shori lepor solitznias. And you're allowed to make an oil if you're using it for tznias reasons. It's not considered making a mechitza. Can I be the eirevin? Uv de shmuel upkak chloin de masis. What's our mission referring to? We're talking about a sky roof. Zok Rashi mishum de binyan kavuhu. It's a binyan kavua. Umichsi kamoisav al binyan. So Rashi here says that it's michsi kamoisav al binyan because it's binyan kavua. The mashal is goes in Rashi that it's takala mal megag and it's a sky roof. So then a skylight. So then taka, it's considered begag, and that would be considered an oil. But Shita's Rashi is that an oil is only on the roof and not on the side. If it's a mechitza on the side, a mechitza that's not an oil on the roof, is shogel leparso. There's no problem. Tosis over here brings the two Shitas, and Tosis says no, that even by tfanois, it's considered an oil. And it brings a rai from the sugi of sukkah. Oh, on sukkahs, a rai from the sugi of sukkahs. Voshtate over there, it says over there that when you have a mechitza materis, which means the third mechitza, because you need two tfanois, vishlishi afilu tefach, the third one, which is mater, the sukkah, so over there it's considered the mechitza that's mater, the mechitza mayelis, and the doifen shlishi is considered a mechitza and it's considered an oil. And it's considered an oil. The fourth wall, that's not an oil. The fourth wall is already not necessary. So it's a tesefes ba'alma, because you already have a kosher sukkah without it. Masheng in the third wall is considered making a mechitza. So we see a raya zoktais is clearly from the sugi and sukkah that the wall, even though it's not a gag, is considered vertical, is considered an asiyas mechitza. So the Kabbanisanel says that Rashi Lishitosoi in Erevin Taka learns that even by sugi it's not shver. Even by sukkah, I mean, it's not shver. Because the sukkah is, now that you have the third wall, so now the schach becomes a kosher schach. Now it's machshe the schach to be considered a kosher schach. So now the schach, you're being mild that the schach is considered an oil for you. So it's l'oilam, it's the gag, that's a mechitza. It's not the walls. Just the doifen shlishi is machshe the schach. So mele, it's a mechitza now in the gag. Because shita's Rashi is, mechitza is only in the gag and not on the sides. But toisa shita is, from that sugi to pashtas, that doifen shlishi is considered a mechitza because it's a mechitza materis, and that would be considered asiz mechitza even on the side. So the yisurim machlekes by us is Rabbi Eliezer holds ein moisifim biyontif ein tzachloim b'shabes. So if it's not tolui, if it's tolui, it's a chelik of the binyan. So mele, it's a part of the binyan, it's muta. But if it's not tolui, and it's not even if it's kosher, but it's not tolui, you moisif al oil aren, it's osa. And Chachomim hold that no, that Moisifim b'Shabbos and Tzachlam b'Yontav, that even if it's not Mechuber at all, Pashtus, not just that it's not Tolui, but it's not even Mechuber, it's not considered the problem, because they hold that Moisifim al Oyel Agai, so Mele it's Mutter. It's not considered Binyan at all. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid, Kuf Chof Hei Omid Beis.